Wednesday's rehearsal with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra started as usual with David Lamsey of JSO's Community Music School and rehearsal timekeeper making one last announcement just as rehearsal begins sharply at 7:30 p.m.
Well, this is Maestro Osmond's last concert after 40 seasons, so this is a big week for us, and I'm really thrilled to offer you.
In the world of classical music, lasting a couple of decades as music director of an orchestra is a big deal. But there have been scant few that have made it to 40 years, as Maestro Stephen Osmond has. This Saturday, he will make his final appearance as music director of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra. But for rehearsal, at least, Osmond hasn't lost focus on the main goal.
Not really. I'm just looking at it as another concert right now, you know, and I'm sure, I know my wife is, she's more concerned about this being sort of final event. But I don't really, you know, maybe afterwards I'll feel that way. But right now I just want to make sure we get all the notes right. Once I feel comfortable that we've met that, hopefully it'll be at least during the performance, if not a little bit before, then I may have a chance to, you know, sort of wander off a bit.
Concert itself, Saturday evening at the Potter Center. What's the first thing you're doing Sunday morning?
Cooking. I have a lot of family and friends in, so I'm having a little brunch. And I make a famous pancake. It's named after my mother. We call them Melba cakes. So I'll make that. Other people will be bringing things in to just sort of kick back and relax.
Saturday's farewell concert is part two of a couple of evenings of music as Maestro Stephen Osmond bids farewell to the Jackson Symphony. The first concert a month ago featured a frequent collaborator with the JSO, someone who's been a staple of the mid-Michigan classical community even longer than Osmond.
It started way back, I believe, in his second season in 1978.
Professor Emeritus at MSU and Van Cliburn competition winner, Ralph Votopek.
He was always so conscientious. You know, some conductors, you have the feeling that when you solo with the orchestra, you're a little bit of a pest. I mean, they would rather be doing symphonies, overtures, you know, things without concertos. But he always took the concerto very seriously. He would usually truck up here, you know, only 40 miles, but still he would want to hear me play it alone, and that made the rehearsal much easier. It was just always a pleasure to work with him. Somehow, some would say, well, is he a good conductor? Of course he's a good conductor. He kept hiring me. But besides that, he was a good conductor, is a good conductor, and I hope he'll still be appreciated in Jackson.
Pianist Ralph Votopek on Maestro Stephen Osmond, whose tenure with the Jackson Symphony will end Saturday, as it began 40 years ago, with Beethoven's Fifth.
Well, first of all, it's a terrific piece, you know, and it's not being overplayed as much now as it, you know, was 30, 40, 50 years ago. But it was the first piece I conducted with the Jackson Symphony, and I was thinking of going out with a Mahler 2 or something like that, but, you know, that's a wonderful, powerful piece, but it's just one composer, and I've got too much affection for too many composers just to limit it, you know, to one. I just thought it'd be nice to go, as the program is described, full circle.
After 40 years on the podium, Maestro Stephen Osmond's grand finale concert with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra takes place this Saturday, April 29th at the Potter Center in Jackson. Visit WKAR.org for a link to the JSO's website and more information. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.